Okay, good evening all. So we've been speaking about some of the preparations that are necessary to get ready for Shabbos on Friday, on Erev Shabbos. And one of the important halachos that we need to be aware of is not just the fact that we have to be able to prepare our homes for Shabbos, but the beis hakinesis, the beis hamedrashish, lechabedu l'archutz haritzpah, v'yom chamishi, that there is a certain sense of an obligation, not just on any one individual, but rather on the entire community, to make sure that the shul is properly set up, that it's properly clean, that God forbid you don't walk in on Friday night and you'll see the carpet isn't vacuumed and the things look terrible. One has an obligation to make sure, at the very least, if they are not doing it, that they know of someone in the community that is taking care of the cleanliness of the shul. And then he explains that it's, again, not just the obligation of one person in particular, whether on a communal level or whether on a local home level, but b'yamim ha'kitzarim yishtadel l'sayeya l'malachas ha'nashim l'akil aleihem. So number of households are usually have the woman of the house that are taking care of the cleaning and taking care of making sure that everything is prepared for Shabbos. But he says, once you get to crunch time, you're just a couple of hours away from Shabbos, and you say, oh, I don't clean in my house. Someone else takes care of it, whether it's your wife or a cleaning lady, whatever it is, but I don't deal with these things. The kids take care of it. No, everyone has an obligation to make sure that they chip in when he gets into crunch time. And then he explains that bichlal kiyum mitzvas shamor asu yom ha-shabbasu l'roh shelo yavo b'shabbos lidei davar shogi go chashash chilul Shabbos. Part and parcel of cleaning and preparing the home for Shabbos is noticing and recognizing that part of the mitzvah of guarding Shabbos, of being shomer at Shabbat, is that you have to make sure that when you go into Shabbos, that you're not going to violate anything once you're in your home on Shabbos. You say, what do you mean? I know I don't do certain things, and there are certain things that I can do. But no, if you don't set up your house in such a way, like you leave your laptop on the table, or you leave your car keys, right on top of the Kiddush cup, whatever it is, if you have your house set up in such a way that you could be mechal al Shabbos, so not only are you doing the wrong thing, but you're not properly following the actual mitzvah d'oraisa of being shomer at Shabbat. And he says, "Lachin hisrich leilech lemalon yaseh kol pulo shelo yitzterchu lechalal Shabbos afilu aydei akum." You have to make sure that everything is set up properly, so that you shouldn't even put yourself in a situation where you say it's okay, I'll ask my non-Jewish neighbor, they'll take care of it on Shabbos. No, you have to make sure that you are taking care of as much as humanly possible before Shabbos. V'chein yish leftoach elu hakusos v'chadoma sheyitzterich lehen b'Shabbos ha'asurun lefoscham b'Shabbos. And so to all those cabinets that you might have in your house, all those areas that you might have in your house that you're going to need to make use of on Shabbos, and you're going to have to grab the pitcher from the back of the cabinet, but in front of the pitcher there's a toaster oven, and you can't move the toaster oven on Shabbos. So you have to make sure that everything is properly set up. And so to the very, I think probably the more well-known halacha that I don't know if everyone is makbid on, but it's kedai to be makbid on, the mitzvah al kol adam lemashmish begadav, everyone should take their clothing and shake it out be'erev Shabbos, samach l'chashe. Once Shabbos is getting close, you know you're going to wear certain garments, certainly in the winter and when in the rainy season, have a raincoat or whatever it is. Make sure you shake out all of those pockets so that you don't come to be mechal Shabbos by walking with some pens or some money, some cash in your pockets. That would not be a good thing. You say, okay, fine, let's say you get to Shabbos, I know I could take it out with a shinoi if I use like my pinky, I could like push it out. True, these are permissible ways to go about doing things, but it should never come to that. So you should make sure you're cleaning out your Shabbos clothes, your clothes in your pockets as much as possible. And he not just that, but he also expresses that when it comes to you say during the week, I have my weekday clothes, I have my weekday coat that I also wear on Shabbos. So you say, fine, I have to clean that out before Shabbos, but my Shabbos suit, why should I ever have to check that? He says, no, even your Shabbos suits or your Shabbos clothes, you should make sure you check, you shake up before Shabbos. Because we know everyone, every now and again, you make a Moshe Shabbos pizza run, whatever it is, you put some dollars in your pocket, so you have to make sure you clean out your Shabbos clothes as well, because lo and behold, more often than not, there are some muktzah items that you can find. And again, you don't want to be caught in such a situation that you have muktzah in your clothes on Shabbos. Tomorrow, God willing, we'll get into the discussion of talking about Irvin, preparing your Irv before Shabbos. You say, well, when does anyone ever do that? Well, so Baruch Hashem, we are in such a situation where we have our Irvin already set up for us. We really just do one major prep as a community throughout the year, and we know we have our dedicated Irv checker that does check every single week, but most of us aren't so involved, but we'll see that there might be some relevant halachos for us. But for now, we'll conclude with the Rabbis. Here, by the end of the Mitzvah, and I'm